The Money Show.
Business Unusual.
And I must confess that this is a bit of an awkward topic for me. My producers have thrown me under the bus because they know I have a vested interest. And I will sound like I'm talking my book, and I apologize. But I promise, my producers presented me with this topic for discussion, unprovoked, unrequested, undemanded, unpaid, for putting a topic that allows me to talk about myself on the radio. One of the things I do is I build keynote talks, I build executive education courses from the vast amount of research and study that I've done over the last 20 years on how the world works and we approach the way we do and why we think about the world the way we do, and tell great stories of people who navigate crisis and chaos all the time. And I enjoyed some success at it, but it turns out it's just a huge matter. A huge amount of fun. Somebody who's been having far greater success globally in this particular arena is our good friend Goldstuck, the founder and chief executive at Worldwide Works. Now, you must tell me here honestly, Arthur, and there's a very important caveat here as well. Is there anything you do on a daily basis with your clothes on? Let's just get that clear. There's the caveat. That is more fun than public speaking, because public speaking is just super fun.
Bruce, you really have hit the nail on the head. It's about the most fun you can have in your professional life with your clothes on, because it allows you to not just share your expertise, but in a way perform your expertise. It's the only way us nerdy types, and I think you and I would not dispute that description, are able to feel almost like rock stars. Because we stand on a stage with an audience entirely focused on what we're saying. We hope so. I very seldom see people sleeping, but maybe they're just pretending. But generally speaking, it's an amazing experience to be able to speak professionally in front of business audiences.
How did you start? Why did you start?
It's a funny thing. It really goes back to writing books. And when you write books and you're seen as a subject matter expert, people suddenly want to hear you talk about that. And right in the beginning, when I first wrote books, I didn't know there was such a thing as a professional speaking circuit. And I began accepting these invitations to speak. And people would ask me afterwards, so how much did they pay you? And I said, what do you mean pay me? And they said, well, they usually pay for that. And I had no idea. So I started contacting other professional speakers and discovered that there was an association of professional speakers in South Africa, the Professional Speakers Association of Southern Africa, which is now almost exactly 21 years old. So it's come of age this year. And when I joined that association, I suddenly found that I was part of this incredibly collegial, cooperative community of people who were sharing expertise, sharing advice, and allowing each other to become better professionals and to earn, I suppose, what the market was willing to pay them for sharing their expertise with business audiences in particular.
And again, you know, a lot of people do this sort of stuff for fun. They may join debating societies and clubs. They may go off and do Toastmasters. And they may simply go to build their confidence so that they can do a presentation at the office. Or they may go simply so that they can do, I don't know, better oratory at their Bible study group or whatever the case might be. But actually building a business around public speaking is, I think, quite a courageous thing to do, because you've got to ensure that you are at the cutting edge of trends. You've got to ensure that you have original insights and wisdom. You've got to ensure that the people who are in the audience are going to be, you know, giving of their time and grateful that it was you who was taking up that time.
100%, Bruce. And that's the reason why a lot of people start off having written a book and realizing that there are audiences that want to hear them speak about that book. But that's also been flipped on its head now with a lot of people who get into professional speaking because they have an area of expertise, realizing that they need a book to shore up that expertise, to almost provide a credential to those who don't know who they are or what they do. So if you're a speaker, it's always advisable to write a book. But if you write a book, it's highly advisable to become a professional speaker as well.
Absolutely right. And again, you know, all of that hard work that goes into writing a book, I promise you, is not going to compensate you in terms of book sales unless it is exactly. Mandy Wiener and Killian Kebble, or it is Dion Mayer right. and his very successful franchise. Book writing is a soul destroying process if you do it properly, and it is also massively invigorating if you get it right. And you've had many titles over the years that have been bang on the money, and particularly in the field of artificial intelligence right now, which is the most rapidly evolving sector in the world, which is filled with a bunch of dodgy snake oil salesmen who have not done the work that you do, who have possibly read the book that you wrote, who then capitalize on the research that you've done, kind of pretend to be experts in this field. And unfortunately, you know, I suppose in any sector, there are the ambulance chasing lawyers, there's the gutter press, and there is the plagiaristic speaker.
We see that all the time. And I have a specific advantage in that I also run a small boutique market research organization, Worldwide Works, where we conduct primary research in these areas. And yeah. particularly in artificial intelligence. So that fed beautifully into that particular book, but also attending events around the world on the topic. And you could almost say drinking from the fire hose of expertise being shared by others. So a key to it is always to be willing to learn from others as well. And yes, you have those who simply take other people's insights and repackage it as their own. But if you keep at the cutting edge and you keep coming up with new insights, what they are borrowing from you is already old by the time you've moved on. So to me personally, it's not an issue, but there are a lot of speakers who resent terribly when anyone else intrudes on their area of expertise. But I must say that The Hitchhiker's Guide to AI has been the biggest boost to my speaking career I've ever had, because it's
really?
It's tapped into this massive interest in AI. Whereas when I think back almost 30 years when I wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Internet, it did create interest. I did get speaking gigs, but it was sporadic, and it was usually speaking for free, and it was speaking to schools or universities where I don't charge. And the result was that I never saw it then as being an entry ticket to a professional market. Whereas now, having been a member of the Professional Speakers Association, I have a deep understanding of what kind of career you can build around speaking and the kind of business you can build around speaking.
What is the value of joining an association like that? I mean, I've never been able to do it simply because the meetings have always happened, at this time of the day. So I've never had the advantage. And nobody wanted to do it at 5 a.m. when I was available. So I kind of have missed out, I'm afraid.
Yes, indeed. In fact, that's a question that people ask most often. And one of the key benefits is, especially for people who want to become professional speakers, there's a range of levels of membership that allow you to work your way up the organization. So people starting their speaking careers or wanting to become professional speakers can become associate members before they become professional members. And their chapter meetings in the main centers in South Africa, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Cape Town in particular, have very active chapters. There's a virtual chapter for those who aren't in those regions and can attend online. And those chapters have the most brilliant speakers speaking once a month at each chapter, talking about different aspects of the business of speaking. And that is almost like having a low-cost education in a very high benefit industry or profession. And I cannot recommend it highly enough that people who want to become speakers attend these chapter meetings in each of these centers, because it really is a ticket to a new career.
And in terms of global opportunity, travel out of South Africa, the huge distances, to make it worth your while, to take time out of the country, to go through the pain of transcontinental travel. How many of those opportunities have opened up to you as a result of your growing profile and your level of expertise?
That's where you could say the rubber truly hits the road, because If you consider, for example, a keynote speech in South Africa would earn you anywhere between, depending on your level, anywhere between 5,000 and 50,000. There's sports stars who charge 100 or 200,000 rand. They don't see themselves as professional speakers, but celebrities being paid for making an appearance. But when you take that internationally, you can immediately translate the rand amount into dollars in many cases. Or not a great fraction in terms of dollars, and suddenly you have an incredibly profitable career or lucrative career. And South Africans have made a big impact internationally as well. We have speakers like Steph Duplessis and Graham Codrington and Paul Dutoy, yes, who are members of the association, who speak internationally regularly and make a big impact. We've got the current Global Speakers Federation president is a South African, and we have a representative of
Who's
the Global
that?
Speakers Federation also from South Africa. So it's an incredibly active community in which South Africa plays a major role.
And thank you for teaching us about it this evening, Arthur Goldsuck, founder and chief executive at Worldwide Works, expert speaker, very talented and gifted communicator. That he is Arthur Goldsuck, and his latest book on AI is truly the, I don't know, it's a seminal work because he writes in a way that is massively accessible.